Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, David Rush, Meatloaf, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
She was eating lunch at a meeting three, and that's where she met me. She wrote her name on a napkin with her address and telephone. She had an ass that would not wait. I had the all-you-could-eat meatloaf plate. But wipe my mouth on that napkin, what a mistake. 'Cause now her number's gone. I should have found something else to wipe it on. And her name is Jane Ketchup Stain. She lives on Mayonnaise Road. Her number was Heinz 574, something with the coleslaw area code. I don't know where she lives or who she is or what number to dial. But if I see her around town, I'll rewrite it all down on a dad-blame paper towel. And her name was Jane Ketchup Stain. She lives on Mayonnaise Road. Her number was Heinz 574, something with the coleslaw area code. I don't know who she is or where she lives or what number to dial. But if I see her around town, I'll rewrite it all down on a dad-blame paper towel.
Yeah!
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick McGee is performing at the DraftKings sports desk. This is Tom, and that's Willie, and I think we've got a quorum, so we can.
What do you think
forward
of that, Josh? I'm performing.
I think you are.
Are you
what
ready?
What trick are you going to do now?
I'm going to world record.
Read with no mistakes.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Putting my money on the under.
I can't do that.
David Rush and his so-called dream team have reclaimed the Guinness World Record for the fastest Frisbee relay.
Oh, thank goodness. They got it back.
Becky, Mike, Chris, and Dusty joined David to reattempt the record after their mark of 6.83 seconds, surpassed by a team in Japan last year.
Ooh.
They came back and beat it with 6.6 seconds.
Pretty cool.
They managed to break the record for the fastest 20-meter, 65.61 feet flying disc relay. Thank you, Christy. What, now will you listen? So what?
Well,
a team of five with a time of 5.47 seconds, shaving a full second off the previous record.
Well, they line up and they pass a Frisbee. It's
oh, boy.
This is the kind of my sub-fraternity house right now. Tad, Topher, Mondor, and Tanner at Delta Chi can go after this record.
Wait, who are those the triplets? Taz, Topher, and Mondor?
Yeah.
Mondor.
I do like Topher.
And Tanner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tanner, the oft-forgotten.
Yeah, oh, his wife was not part of this because now she's out earning a living. Mr. Rush.
Somebody has to work in that family.
Spends a great deal of time on these records.
Isn't he a teacher?
Boy,
we rarely hear about him teaching.
Engineer, I think.
Oh,
I want his press agent. That's what I want.
No, sure. It's cool. It's fun. We mock these records, but they're very hard to do.
Mock.
We talked to the guy who has the Capri Sun drinking record.
Willie dusted him off.
He almost beat him by, he vaulted, didn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't do it.
Yeah, the man still holds the record. But Willie definitely beat him that day.
Yeah. Okay. We follow each other on Twitter now, me and that guy.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, Declan.
Any given Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. He's our new British correspondent.
We love Declan.
We'll call him. Okay. I'm sorry. Back to you, Chick.
And that's sports.
Oh, I had no idea that there was something else.
Nothing else.
All right, fellas. Let's go. They played hockey, too, last night. They also played the NBA. As Tom would say, what am I, your mother? Look it up on the internet. And be a good sport. Christy!
I have an update on our Cadbury Bunny contest.
Yeah.
A tree frog in Florida has been named this year's Cadbury Bunny. According to the Hershey Company, the Australian White's tree frog named Betty has been crowned the winner of the third annual Cadbury Bunny tryouts.
Cadbury.
Betty will receive a $5,000 prize. We'll star in a Cadbury clucking bunny commercial, which is set to air this spring. In addition to being the contest's smallest winner to date, the company said the tree frog is also the first amphibian and the first female winner.
Oh, good for her.
Let's hope she got some jar of flies or something.
Yeah, and $5,000. That buys a lot of jars.
We better hurry.
I know. Spring is right now.
Oh, they're on it.
I mean, Christmas.
Cadbury
Easter
can do no wrong.
2 weeks away.
I'm a huge Cadbury egg fan.
So do you stock up for the year? Do they have them year-round?
Yes, they do.
But I don't eat them year-round.
Oh, you don't? They're seasonal.
That's they exactly finally right. wised up and got rid of that white stuff in the middle and put caramel in the middle.
No. They still have the original,
Get away.
Far superior.
Oh, no. Caramel's the way to go.
Cadbury's not even in the conversation for seasonal Easter treats. For me, it's all of the Reese's egg shape.
Reese's.
That's a perfect balance.
That chocolate to peanut butter ratio is out of this world.
They nailed it.
And there's no rigid sides, so you can really get in there, get all the peanut butter.
Sure.
I say the egg-shaped is better than the cup-shaped.
I agree.
But I say there's room enough for all.
What do you say, Tom?
Well, I'm concerned because, as Dick Hitzwater pointed out yesterday, the Cadbury Eggs Benedict was a big failure.
Yeah, it sure was.
You'll recall the chocolate shell filled with tangy hollandaise sauce.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to go over.
Yeah, that is one unappealing thing. I'm sorry. Did you see this meatloaf news?
No, I haven't.
I did.
And this is Mr. Loaf, not the...
Is he okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Meatloaf, the musician, is launching a competition. Well, that's kind of like a poem.
You're a poet and didn't realize it.
Called
A free verse version of Den Didn't Know It.
It's called I Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. The musician will be an executive producer on the TV series that will see couples competing in physical games to determine whether they can work together and see how much they really trust one another. In other words, it's called the divorce show. The contestants will be inspired and accompanied by ballads featuring a soundtrack of classic hits performed live in studio by the original artists as well as new stars.
Oh, sure. That's cool. So they'll have them there.
Yeah, the show was created by Christopher Potts and Jonty Nash, the duo behind Netflix, Nailed It. So, apparently we're going to watch.
Is Meatloaf going to be the host?
I guess.
Producer?
He's an executive producer. I don't know if he's hosting. I don't know.
All right.
They probably gave him that title so they could use the name of his song for the show.
Right.
It's a cool song.
I love that song.
I think so, too.
You ever hear the first draft?
No, I haven't.
Huh. What's this song called?
You'll hear. She says to me, I would do anything for love. I'd run right back to hell and back. You know it, right?
Oh, soulful.
Sure,
yes,
absolutely.
But I won't do that anal thing for love. No, I won't do that.
There it is.
I don't recall hearing this.
Well, this is the first version, you see. The first draft. That's why you have it. Oh,
okay. Seriously, you don't know the song at all, do you?
It was a giant hit.
And the joke that we're making, the anal thing, they sort of make that joke in the movie Sound of Metal that's nominated for Best Picture this year. You know, they allude to it. Yeah. So it's so a part of pop culture.
Get that song for Tom. If you heard it, you've
100% heard this song.
Oh wait, no, he's Sound of Metal's another movie hasn't heard of, so it doesn't exist.
Oh sure, yeah.
What is it?
There it is.
Oh, it's a great movie. Nominated for Best Picture
and Best Actor.
Young man who's in a heavy metal band. He and his girlfriend comprise of the band. He starts going deaf, and then how he deals with it. Good movie.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Sounds like Bambi.
Well, they don't shoot his girlfriend.
Sadder. I mean, he can't hear at all?
Well, you have to watch.
I'm not going to give away the movie.
Yeah. He can't hear at all?
I suppose he can't hear you talking.
It's a tough movie, yeah.
I suppose if you had to not hearing heavy metal would be the best thing not to hear.
Well, I would disagree, except
Ace, you want to
the heavy
in
metal
on this?
In the movie is best not heard.
Yeah.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie,
what's up?
I only got a couple seconds. Truck's about to pull up. We got to unload it. We're doing a double today. I heard you guys talking about them fainting goats that are real popular on TikTok and YouTube.
Well, these are the surfing goats. The fainting ones, I guess there's a lot of videos of them out there.
Oh, sure.
Well, I don't know if I ever told you, but Angel Skinner, she was raised on a farm.
No, I didn't know.
And right before she'd make her O face, she'd go limp and fall to the side, too.
Right.
Oh, I swear to God, even though she was passed out just like a goat, she was still horny. Swear to God.
That's interesting.
Oh, Trek's in. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of death.
It's a quickie.
Wow.
Again, we have the surfing goats.
He even said wipe out that time.
I missed it. Do it again. I didn't hear
that again. Do it again.
Yeah!
Thank you very much. So where were we? So this show, I'm sorry, the show with Meatloaf, I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. So it's another one of these stunt shows,
right,
basically.
With couples.
Right. But they're going to have the actual bands there doing the songs.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, maybe they'll have Poison in there doing... Every rose has its thorn.
Yeah, they're going to do ballads.
Rhymes. Yeah, all ballads.
Here's hoping.
Maybe a little seal for that ass.
Oh, that would be great.
Kiss from a rose for that ass. Yeah.
Well, I like the seal.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
You ever see?
That's what we're doing. Okay.
You ever see Seal at a club, Tom?
Oh, very good.
baby Seal. Okay, here's this.
I'm
here's
just
this
shocked
song.
That you've never heard this song.
Let me see. This is it. Dean just got it for me. Here we go. Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah.
It's in commercials.
Yeah, I just hate that music.
The video came out at a very, what do they call those times in your life when you...
Impressionable?
Thank you very much.
So you actually thought that was good?
Oh, I love that song. But I'm just saying the woman in the video was also...
He's like a devil in it, right? He's got
quite,
pointy ears and stuff.
Hot.
Yeah.
Who is that chick?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I can't remember the video.
Betty White.
Betty White.
Is that song played on classic rock stations?
Yeah. Yes.
I have not heard it in years.
I haven't heard it.
I heard it. Well,
Willie's right. It's in a commercial.
Is Paradise by the Dashboard Lights still playing?
Yeah, they still play that too.
Yeah. I love that too. I'm a Meatloaf fan.
And that song is so a part of popular culture. Oh, yeah. It's been memed. When you said you hadn't heard it, it shocked.
It was on the album Bad Out of Hell 2.
Which one? That one?
Yeah.
Return to Hell or something. Yeah.
Bad Out of Hell 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Really?
That part was a lie. But
okay.
It is Bad Out of Hell 2.
Right, okay. Yeah. Not my cup of tea. I'm sure there are many who enjoy it.
Meatloaf's fat. Did you know that?
Not anymore.
Kind of a fat man.
He's thinned way down.
No. He's got a large breast.
Dana Patrick is the woman in that video. Josh.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Dana Patrick, not Danica Patrick.
Right, right.
Dana Patrick.
Boy, get you. Load the spank bank for Josh this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Write that down.
Really? Kleenex was next to the TV when that video was out.
Really?
Oh yeah.
She's
now, did you like Meatloaf because of his artistry, right, or because he was named after one of your favorite foods?
I can enjoy him for both reasons. Chick, when you get a Meatloaf,
go.
Do you go for one of the end pieces or one of the like center slices?
End piece every time, man. Yeah, I like that crispiness.
Sure. Yeah. I try to get one of each.
But the end piece, you may risk not having the gelatinous ketchup on top of it because that may only be in the middle part.
So add ketchup. add ketchup.
What do you like, Pat?
On a sandwich with mayonnaise day.
No. A cold meatloaf sandwich is one of the delights of living. Yes.
Love it.
Okay, Christy, this is a quiz for you. I want you to see if you can come up just off the top of your head, which, by the way, looks very nice.
Thank you.
You've seen the top of her head?
Top of her head looks nice. Must you go down Vogel Road?
I'm just saying, it's like saying, oh, by the way, you have a great small of the back.
It's like saying,
hey, does. No, Christy was saying earlier that she's a little upset because she hasn't had her hair colored in more than a year because of the pandemic, but your hair looks great.
Yeah, I think I'm done with that.
Natural blonde, you look lovely.
Well, I got natural gray in there, too.
It's a wonderful mix.
Thank you.
Now, can you name three bands that, like Meatloaf, are also a food?
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
I can.
Bread.
They're very
cake,
good. Bread,
cake, red can hot chili
name,
peppers.
Can you name three ways to bring a morning radio show to a halt?
I think I can. The first one is easy.
Yeah. There's number one. Oh. Number two is name three bands that are a food. Vanilla fudge.
There you go.
You remember vanilla fudge. No one remembers vanilla fudge.
Do drinks count? Because then you get iced tea and vanilla ice.
Is vanilla ice a thing?
I think he's more of a punchline at this point.
Well, no, but I mean,
you don't have ice.
Sorry, I was thinking iced tea and ice cube, but that's also not a drink. That's a cube.
Would the Spice Girls count?
They don't. Okay. Because you can't order the Spice Girls at a restaurant.
The Black Eyed Peas would count.
Yes, they would. Yeah.
Peas! The peas!
Well, you must have a list in front of you.
That's why I'm not answering. That's why I'm running the quiz, you see. Okay. That's how this works. You think that Trebek knew all that stuff off the top of his head?
As a matter of fact, I do, yes.
Okay.
Police in Kansas are saying a driver caught speeding at 149 miles per hour.
Oh, that's too fast.
Well, she thought she was only going 128, Josh. Come on.
Oh, I will.
Get off my back.
Overland Park police said an officer clocked the driver speeding on I-435. She told the officer, when I looked down at the speedometer, I was doing 128. By the way, she was issued a citation. The department posted a photo of the radar readout showing her speed at 149 miles per hour and urged motorists to slow down.
The radar.
Reminding them they are still enforcing the speed limit. Well, why wouldn't they be enforcing the speed limit?
You know what? I guess because she's bad, we're just going to get rid of the speed limit.
What a stupid thing to say in a story.
Is that still a thing?
What?
Oh, okay.
But this is why you just keep your mouth shut. You don't go, yes, I was only going 128, officer. Come on.
Right.
It's still probably, a felony at that speed? What's 30 miles an hour when you're going 120?
Right.
And by the way, what kind of car will go 149?
That's what I wanted to know. Does it have, it doesn't, you didn't put it in the story.
It's not in there.
It's not?
No.
It ain't an AMC Gremlin, I'll tell you that.
No.
Wouldn't you lie and say that your gas pedal got stuck? That kind of thing?
You would lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
It.
Yeah, why was this person so honest?
That actually did happen to a friend of mine.
Yeah, see, that can happen. So you can go, oh my gosh, officer, I'm so sorry. That was so scary. The gas pedal was stuck down. I couldn't stop accelerating. I didn't know what to do. And then finally,
if suddenly your car was going, you couldn't stop it?
I've always heard that if you can, you put it in neutral, and then you eventually apply the emergency brake.
Wow.
I don't know. This is tech. This was a while back. Those were different times. I don't know if you can do it anymore, but he had turned the car off.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh. He was in a really nice car. This was more than 20 years ago. He's in a really cool car.
I've never tried.
And he was on the freeway.
I don't know.
And all of a sudden, his car just took off.
Man.
How did he describe it? Some kind of linkage.
This is your story completely. You love stories.
Oh, gotcha. So the pedal didn't actually physically go down. No,
the linkage between, as he explained it, between, the car just took off.
Oh, man.
And it took him a few seconds to realize, what am I going to do? And then he
you know, that could happen to you today when you leave here. I'd start worrying about it now.
I'm not sure it's possible with contemporary automobiles. I don't know.
I found out she did get a $900 fine.
Yikes.
Yeah. Didn't we one morning
she'll probably lose all of her insurance, by the
didn't
way.
Didn't we take excuses, get out of speeding tickets, and didn't one person keep a bee in a jar in the car?
Wow.
They kept a bee in a matchbox.
Yeah. Said, hey.
All right.
The police know all this stuff, though.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they've been down the road. They've seen it all.
Dead bee.
They're not releasing what kind of car she was in. Maybe they don't want people to know that your car will go that fast if you have one.
That's nice, though. 149. Wow. Yeah. Good for her.
No, a PT Cruiser.
Sounds like she can afford the $900.
Flames on the side, yeah.
Put flames on the side.
Coming up, we'll find out about something you can do that you probably didn't think you could do in a cemetery. Not that, Josh. Have you ever done that in a cemetery?
Let's see. Are you
bend
asking
her over
me
the tombstone?
Had sex, had at myself, or eaten a pizza? Which one do you want? The answer
can we vote?
To one of three.
I've done one of those.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.